You saw Mo left the game, first play of the game, concussion. So, well, we are following league protocols, okay? So we, you know, he came off, and so we put him through the paces, and we're following protocol there, and we'll just have to see. Scott Paxton got a right knee. And there, all these injuries, I don't know the extent of them yet until, you know, we have a few hours and we get back to Berea. Dimitri Patterson is his right ankle. He got rolled up there on that long run. And then Jordan Cameron caught that ball down the middle and just fell on his back. So, you know, so I don't know the severity of any of those injuries. They all could be back quickly, and then we'll just have to see tomorrow. But in terms of the game, you know, I told the players, I said, regardless of whether they count or not, it's fun to win. You know, and that feeling that you get when you win a game, whether you win by a bunch or you win at the end like we did on Warford field goal, you know, it's fun. And so they should take something away from that. The young guys and a lot of the new guys that played at the end that really kind of got us into the end zone and made some plays, there was a lot of good stuff out there for us to evaluate their ability to make the team. And so I think we got something out of that. Got a chance to see Brandon Whedon play. And I felt for the most part, all the quarterbacks executed pretty well. On the downside, in my opinion, too many penalties. You know, it's easy to say that it's expected this time of year, but it isn't. It isn't. We coach against it. We need to get that cleaned up. Couple of first half turnovers that, you know, you can't have. The ball got swatted out of Brandon's hand once, and then we had an interception. Okay, so from that standpoint, there's plenty to learn from. As I was watching the game, I kept remarking to myself that this is going to be a great tape to watch because there was a lot of situations and a lot of guys got an opportunity to play, and that's what you want. You know, guys having an opportunity to play and then being able to evaluate what they can do for us as we move forward. So we'll get on the bus. We'll go back home. Players will be off tomorrow. And then we'll get into a pretty much three-day work week and get ready to go play Green Bay, which is our next preseason game within this training camp routine. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Was it a cautionary or was it a legitimate concussion?
We followed league protocols, and we fought, you know, he came off with the symptoms, and so we followed protocol. What's that? I don't know. I think, you know, you got rookies in there playing with a team that went 10-6 last year. So I think it's a great test for us to see where we're at. And we made some plays against them, you know. So I'm not down at all. For a first – Yeah, I think Travis looked in this game like we've seen him look in practice. And I think that's an encouraging thing because he's been able to bring it to the game. He looked fast on the return. He caught the ball well. He caught the ball with his hands. He had to leap to, you know, so he did some of the things that we've seen him do in practice here in the game. And so that's a credit to him. Thomas, we just felt like he was going to play the first half because we want him to play as much as he can, and so there was no design other than he was going to play a half, even though the rest of the ones played a quarter.
Do you think Josh Gordon is still suffering from legs? What was his story today?
No, he was out there competing, you know, and I think when we look at it, I'm sure there's some errors in there that he'll clean up. But he's out there competing. If you'll remember last year when Greg Little burst on the scene, he had to kind of run himself into this thing. And, you know, I thought he had a pretty good year. And I think that's the stage that Josh is at right now. You know, he had the first kind of taste of the game setting two nights ago in our stadium. And then now this is, even though it's a preseason game, they're for real when they're out there playing. And so I think there's plenty of things he'll learn from. No, it was tight coverage, and the guy ended up being bracketed. And the ball was, the ball was probably a touch low, but we got to make those throws and catches in tight coverage, and I was pissed at both of them. I can't say that, right? I'm sorry.
We know what basketball's history is with concussions. You praised him throughout camp. How bad do you feel for something to happen like that to him after the camp was bad?
You know, I'm always concerned about injuries, and I think he's going to deal with this, and we're going to go through the process. And when he's healthy enough to play, then we'll put him back out there, and not before that. So just like any other injury that happens, you circle the wagons, you put in the next guy, and you go. And I think that's part of the greatness of this game. When a spot is made, someone takes over, and they go in and play. And then you might see something that you didn't expect from a young player. And so that's where we're at. Yeah. Colt played fairly well. So did Seneca. So did Thad. So I think all those guys, when they had their opportunity, all of those guys ended up moving us. You know, I think all the quarterbacks moved the ball. We just, the guys in the second half scored more points.
You're missing a lot of, first let me ask about Chris. He didn't do anything.
There was a couple guys that I just felt, give him another week to get going. He's fine. He's fine. Plus, we wanted to see in the return game, we wanted to see the young guys do it. Yeah, I mean, we obviously got to do a better job of stopping the run. I think it's always important to remember that this game is about preventing the score, and I think that game felt a little bit like last year, when you saw some runs, but then at the end of the day, you look up and there weren't a whole lot of points, and I think we need to do better in all areas of our game, offensively, defensively. I'd be a little bit remiss if I didn't compliment the special teams. I thought, for the most part, now we missed one field goal. It was a long field goal. But I thought, for the most part, I thought they did a hell of a job. I really did. I thought I saw aggressive coverage. I saw some hard hitting in the tackling. In the return game, we popped some big returns, a couple of big returns. So, from that standpoint, I've told those guys all along, and I think Chris is doing a good job of inspiring them to play hard, that we can't just look for even on that. We got to find a way for the special teams to make a difference, and I thought tonight was a good start.
Just for the record, you weren't going to kick the extra point at any point.
No, that's why we went for two. No. No, I think we're trying to win the football game, and just – late in the fourth quarter in these preseason games, we want our guys to have a chance. Now, we didn't execute the play all that well, but I don't know. You guys evaluate whether it was a good move or not. I think you will, probably. I don't know.
You go for anytime you want. Now, what did you,
and by the way, we didn't run our primary two-point plays because you don't want to, you really don't want to show them in this situation. So that wasn't an A-lister, okay? Go ahead, Terry. You're next. Benjamin's going through the paces and crossing the hurdles like you'd like to see a young player, Caught our eye in the preseason or in the offseason, all right? Made strides in the first couple of weeks and then came out in a game and did some good stuff. And so you just kind of hold back just a little bit and just see him, because now once you've seen him do a couple of things well, then you want to see consistency and you want to see durability and you want to see all the other things you need to see for a guy that's going to make your team and play a 16-game regular season.
I know the game goes on and other guys have to step up, but when you see four guys get hurt in the first half, are you thinking let's just get this?
Cancel the game?
No.
No, who knows? I think sometimes it's like catches for receivers. Sometimes they come in bunches, and we had a couple of guys go down. Now, the list here, at the end of it, after they've been evaluated a little bit, I'm just hopeful some of these are minor, and then you move on. But, like I said earlier, man, it gives some of those other guys that we talked all summer about those long lines. The lines get shorter, and those guys get more reps, so we get to see more from the young guys, which is as important in the preseason as going out and winning the games. Yeah, I thought he had a couple of good hard runs. You know, we crammed it up in there a couple of times when there was one more in there than we could block, you know, but we did that by design just to see him have to run the ball in a physical way, and I thought he handled it pretty well. I thought he played well. You know, he's been hampered with that little back injury during camp, so I didn't know what to expect from him tonight, but he was out there, took a bunch of reps, and made some plays. So that was good. All right.